I've been nominated to be the chairman of the African Youth Panel that is going to be drafting a proposal to be submitted at COP21 World Climate Change Forum next month in Paris.
What responsibility will you have, seeing as you come from Zimbabwe, and most people would be asking that, does climate change also affect Africa and other developing nations? What are you going to be putting in this proposal that will be presented in Paris?
We'll be putting proposals that basically coming from youth organizations on their drafts to their government, their voices that needs to be heard. And we are looking to be starting initiatives, starting projects to move from gas emissions into the world as well to clean energy projects. As we look in countries, most in Africa, we base on oil, and oil is one of the substance that is contributing to climate change. Countries like Nigeria, they produce a lot of gas through oil production and all that stuff. So we will be drafting projects that are gas-free, renewable energy, and in substitute of heavy gas emissions into the world.
What kind of engagement are you planning to have with governments like those of Zimbabwe when it comes to climate change?
We are planning to start on trainings. We are planning to lobby our government to implement mandatory environmental trainings in schools, in our communities, as well as to teach our people on the effects of deforestation. And one of the things that we need to do is not only looking at deforestation, and I'll give an example. In Zimbabwe, we are having electricity shortages. Our people in rural areas and as well as urban areas are relying on firewood, are relying on charcoal, are relying on coal as their means of energy, since we don't have electricity. So how can you tell a person that does not have electricity not to cut down a tree? So these are the challenges that we're going to be facing, as well as we want to implement the use of solar power energy as well in substitute of the firewood, in substitute of coal, those dirty emissions gases.